Wishing you a beautiful Thursday and welcome to your first teaching of this month's topic, My Inner Child. If you haven't listened to the audio above, which is under the image at the very top of the page and the text there, that's just a small audio describing what we're going to be doing this month and how we're going to approach it. So this month, like I said in that audio, is going to obviously delve into the subconscious mind and delve into parts of us that we may not have tapped into for quite a while. I'm going to make this month as gentle and as soft as possible, but as I said in that audio and in my text above, if anything at all heavy comes up for you or that's too much for you, please do get in touch with me and I can direct you to other therapies that might be supportive of you at this time. But what this is about, really, I don't want this to be too heavy of a month. I want this to know that by healing these aspects of ourselves, we allow ourselves to not only, you know, give ourselves an opportunity to shine brighter and to thrive, but we also get to understand, you know, what our behaviors are as an adult and why they're there and to kind of have an insight into that. So that's really what this month is all about. So for today, very simple, as we get started, what I'd like you to do is to think back into your childhood at a time that you felt particularly happy and joyful. You may think to yourself, oh, I don't really remember, but I remember a photograph or that showed a period of time. What I'd like you then to do is to get a picture of that time, if you can. Maybe you'd have to ask family or parents, but I really would like you to have a photograph of yourself from childhood. And the reason for this is that we're going to be able to have like a visual to remind you of that part that's within you. As I said in the audio above, sometimes we can think of our inner child as like a separate person to us because we're thinking of a child and we're thinking of ourselves as a child and we're visualizing ourselves, but we're actually, you know, one and the same. But having a photograph is going to remind you of who you were then at that time and also to remind you of the person that you were born to be and how you can connect back in with that. So that's just the first task, if you want to say, or the first exercise. To try, if you can, to get a picture from a very happy time in your life where you're smiling and it's a very joyful picture or a joyful memory. This would be really helpful. If you can't do that, get in touch with me and we can talk about something else that you can do. But that would be the exercise for today, and to try and do that today or tomorrow, because we'll be moving on and it's important to have that photograph with you. If you can't get a photograph, don't worry. Just try and think about yourself at that time and try and get a visual as well that you can connect into as we move through the month. So I'll talk to you soon. Have a great day.